Today we're flipping a break roll into a proper jungle DNB weapon in Ableton Live 12, not just a drum fill, a real phrase, something that hits with crisp transients, dusty mids, and enough tension to launch you straight into the drop. The vibe we're chasing is old-school jungle energy with modern clarity, so the roll needs to do two jobs at once. It has to punch through a loud mix, and it has to sound a little broken in, a little sampled, a little human. That contrast is what makes it feel alive. Start by picking a break with character. Amen. Think funky drummer style material or any dusty loop that already has room tone, ghost notes, and little hat details baked in. Those tiny noises matter. They're the glue that makes a roll breathe. Drag the break into a fresh audio track and warp it in beats mode if it needs cleanup. Keep it as natural as possible. Don't overcorrect it. If the source is a little unstable, that can actually help the old school feel. In the warp settings, aim to preserve transients. Only clean up warp markers if the break really drifts. Now here's the first big move. Slice it to MIDI. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use a transients-based slicing preset if the break is tight, or warp marker slicing if it needs a little more control. Once it's sliced, rename the track clearly so you know exactly what it is. Something like BRK Roll Main works great. This is where the mindset changes. We're not treating the break like a loop anymore. We're treating it like a phrase. Jungle and old-school DNB are built on that call-and-response feeling between kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes. Slicing gives you direct control over that conversation. Now build the roll as a phrase, not a straight repeat. A strong old-school roll usually gets denser toward the end instead of just getting louder. So think in terms of movement. In bar 1, leave some space. Let the groove breathe. Then in bar 2, start stacking more ghost notes. More hat chatter, more little pickup hits that lead into the accents. A really solid structure is this. Keep the main snare hits readable, usually on the strong backbeats, and then place ghost snares just before them at 16th or 32nd note positions. Add a kick pickup before the final accent if it helps the phrase move forward. Then finish the roll with one clear hit or choke, something that sounds intentional rather than random. Velocity is huge here. Don't make every slice hit at the same strength. That kills the vibe immediately. Put the main snare accents in a strong range, somewhere around 110 to 127. Keep ghost notes softer, maybe around 35 to 80. Hats and chatter can sit even lower, in the 25 to 70 range. That variation is what makes the roll feel like a drummer leaning into the phrase instead of a machine typing on a grid. Now let's add groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing source that suits breakbeat material. You usually do not need heavy swing for this style. A little movement goes a long way. Keep timing influence modest, maybe around 10 to 35%. Keep random low. The goal is not chaos. The goal is a human shuffle that feels like it was played by someone who knows exactly where the pocket is. Then manually nudge a few slices. Push some ghost notes slightly late. Let a few hats sit just behind the grid. Keep some snare anchors a touch ahead if you want urgency. This contrast matters. In DNB, the most exciting roles often happen because some elements are pushing forward while others are hanging back. That tension creates motion without needing extra effects. Next, route the roll through something you can really shape. If the slices are in a drum rock or group track, put them into a drum group and start with drum bus. This is one of the fastest ways to get that punchy jungle edge. Use a moderate amount of drive. Push transient enhancement up a little so the front edge cuts through. Keep boom low or off if the bass line already owns the low end. If the top gets too sharp, add a little damp. After that, use EQ8. You're not trying to make it glossy. You're trying to make it readable in a dense DNB mix. If there's any rumble down low, gently high pass it. If the body gets boxy, carve a little around the low mids. And if the attack needs to speak more clearly, give a small boost in the presence range. This is where the transient layer starts to separate from the rest of the sound. Now for the dusty mids. This is the part that gives the roll that sampled hardware, tape-ish character. Resample the roll into audio. Record it onto a new audio track, so you can treat the printed sound like a texture layer. Once you've got the recorded phrase, consolidate the best two bars and start processing the mid-range character. Add saturator first. Try a soft clipping style or something a little more rounded depending on how rough you want it. Push the drive enough to bring out harmonics, but not so much that the break turns into obvious distortion unless that's the goal. Then compensate the output so you're hearing the actual tonal change, not just louder volume. After that, try redux lightly. Then idea is not to crush it into obvious spit crush territory unless you want that as a special effect. Just enough sample rate reduction or bit texture to give the mids that dusty, degraded quality. If you want to stay tasteful, blend it in quietly or automate it only on the tail of the roll. A very useful chain here is saturator, then redux, then EQ8, and maybe a compressor if needed. That gives you a gritty mid layer that sounds like it came from a sampler, a rough dub plate chain, or an old box with personality. That's the emotional part of the sound. In jungle, mid-range dirt isn't just texture, it's character. If you want more control, split the roll into two layers. Make one layer your clean transient layer. Keep it short, bright, and punchy. Use it for the crack of the kick and snare accents. On that layer, a fast compressor can help lock the front edge in place, and drum bus transient shaping can be super effective before you even think about more EQ. Then make a second layer for the dusty body. Band limit it with EQ so it lives mostly in the mids. Saturate it a bit more. Keep it lower in the mix. If you want, use utility to widen only the upper parts a little, but be careful with phase and low end. This split is powerful because it lets the crack and the grit live in separate jobs. You stop fighting to make one chain do everything. Now let's make the roll feel like part of the arrangement, not just a loop dropped in at the end. Automate it. Open up the final bar and start moving things over time. Open a filter cutoff gradually on the dusty layer. Bring in a touch of reverb on just the last few hits. Add a little delay throw on a select ghost note if you want a dubby tail. You can even raise the saturation drive slightly toward the last beat so the roll feels like it's leaning forward into the drop. A great placement for this kind of fill is the end of a 16-bar phrase, especially bar 15 leading into bar 17. That gives the drums a moment to gather energy, the bass a moment to step back, and the listener a clean sense of tension and release. One important lesson here: sometimes the best fill doesn't explode. It tightens, in darker rollers especially, you often get more impact by removing space, narrowing the pattern, and making the rhythm denser, instead of adding giant risers or huge reverb washes. Short tails usually work better than long ambience. Old school jungle gets its drama from rhythm and texture, not from endless atmosphere. Now make sure the roll sits with the bass line. This part is huge. A roll can sound amazing in solo and still ruin the drop if it fights the sub. Keep the low end under control. If needed, high pass the dusty layer so it stays out of the sub region. Let the clean drum layer handle the punch, and let the bass own the floor. You can also use sidechain compression lightly on the drum group or dusty layer, especially if the bass is thick. You don't want to pump the roll into oblivion. Just enough gain reduction to let the kick and sub relationship breathe. The goal is for the roll to ride on top of the bass, not bury it. Before you call it done, commit it, freeze it, flatten it, or render it to audio so you can treat it like a performance element instead of a fragile MIDI idea. Then do your final checks. Can you still hear the first transient clearly? Do the ghost notes still make sense at low volume? Does the dusty midrange read on small speakers? Does the roll help the drop land harder, or is it just filling space? If it passes those checks, save it. Make it reusable. Advanced DNB producers often build private libraries of break turns, fills, and turnaround phrases because those little moments become part of your sound. Quick recap. Choose a break with real character. Slice it to MIDI so you can phrase it properly. Use velocity, ghost notes, and swing to make it feel played. Shape the transients with drum bus, EQ, and light compression. Resample and degrade the mids for dusty jungle flavor. Automate the final bar so the roll becomes an arrangement event. And keep the sub clean so the bass and drums hit together without stepping on each other. If you get the balance right, the roll stops being a fill and starts becoming a signature moment. Now for a good practice move, build three versions of the same two-bar roll from one break. Make one clean and punchy. Make one dusty and degraded. Make one that leans hard into transition energy with automation and a stronger final accent. Then test them at low volume and in mono. The one that reads fastest, carries the most character, and leaves room for the bass is the one you want. That's the jungle science. Crisp on the front, dusty in the middle, controlled in the low end, and alive in the groove.